103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Ooh, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show, and it's another great afternoon because another afternoon I'm in studio with Peter Donegan. Peter.
Brian, we're face to face. We're not glassed apart. There's no boundaries between us. I can ask you for your autograph on what you write in it.
The pain is gone.
The pain of glass is gone. Yeah.
It is indeed. Hey. We're on Twitter for this afternoon at Sod Show, and during the week, info@sodshow.com if you want to email us what's on the show today.
We are at the fourth. It is the final for this little mini run that we've just been on of Royal Horticultural. It's a Royal Horticultural Society special. We have, if you haven't and you are in podcast land, don't stop this one. Wait till it's over. You're going to love the back catalogue over the last couple of weeks. We've had Dave Green on. He's a show manager with the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. And we have had Tom Hartfleet, who's the show manager with Chelsea Flower Show nonetheless. And we've had the wonderful and amazing Anne-Marie Powell. And in there's a sort of marriage proposal where me and Anne-Marie are going to run away together. And if you listen to the one with Tom again, apparently Tom says that it's just not going to happen between us, which broke my heart ever so slightly. Nonetheless, we have an absolute belter for you today, and I double underline that this is one you do not want to miss. It's a cracking show. Isabel Coulter is on the line. Isabel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're always fantastic. We've been dancing in puddles for the last couple of weeks, Isabel, and the fingers are slightly still haven't thawed out, but you know, we're happy. We're in the garden, we're in the great outdoors, and we're in the studio now talking to you, which is even better again.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, Isabel, for those who don't know you, and I've asked the lads this as well, because I guess in some cases there are other people who might end up on the main stage a little bit more so logically, but your job title and what you do for a living, Isabel.
My name's Isabel Coulter. I'm the deputy show manager for the RHS Flower Show Tatton Park, based in Cheshire. Yes, I definitely don't take the centre stage for a lot of it, but I'm doing a lot of the work, so it's great to actually be talking to you guys today.
It's brilliant to be talking to you too, Isabel. For those who are not aware, what is Tatton, and how does it all work? What does it feel like? How does one get there? Where is it located?
The Tatton Park Show is one of the suites of shows that the RHS put on throughout the year. It's sort of a similar style to Hampton Court, but it's a bit smaller and based in Cheshire, up in the northwest of England. It's a lovely show. It's held over 5 days in a beautiful deer park. It's full of the usual characteristics of an RHS flower show. So we have the wonderful gardens that give visitors ideas on maybe how to transform their own space, but also completely wacky and wonderful and aspirational ideas as well. And then we have lots of plants for sale, and beautiful displays, and lots going on for visitors to enjoy, really. It's a great show, good atmosphere, and one that I very much enjoy organising.
Okay, so for those of you at home who have never been, tickets are on sale as we speak to RHS Tatton. It is higher than highly recommended. They are also on sale for all of their other shows. Make no bones about it. You can press the central button in the middle of your phone if you're listening to this on podcast, at Sod Show on Twitter. Send us a note and we'll send you the link, or just stick the RHS, I think it's the_RHS on Twitter. They'll send you a link, or we'll send you a link, but nonetheless we'll get you there anyway. Go book yourself a ticket to Tatton. You do not want to miss. Give me a gist, if you could, Isabel, of what is coming up in this year's show.
So aside from, as I mentioned, the gardens and the plants, we have lots of other lots of other entertainment bits that visitors might be interested in. We have a new feature called The Vineyard, which is focusing on the boom in sort of wines and grapes growing in the British Isles. So that will be a whole feature on maybe how you could start growing your own vines and grapes in your own garden, but also gives you a chance to try wine from England, from Ireland, from Scotland, just to sort of get a flavour for it, really. So that will be a nice new sort of relaxing area. We're having a new sculpture area, which will be quite large land-based art pieces, which again visitors will be able to sort of peruse, maybe purchase if they have enough money in their pockets, but if not, enjoy all the same. And we also have garden hideaways, which were very popular last year, so we're kind of growing that feature this year, which essentially are sheds that have been pimped up a little bit. So they could be a storytelling shed, an art shed, a graffiti shed. They're all kind of weird and wonderful ways of kind of taking the bog standard shed and giving it a bit of vivavoom, as we'd say. So lots of sort of alternative ideas for gardening. So not just going down the standard, you know, garden in its formal state. There's lots of ideas at the show that can kind of inspire you and make you think differently about gardening. So those are sort of three of our main features. We're also focusing a lot on young talent at the show this year. So we've got our very popular young designer gardens, which are basically first-time garden designers that have a pot at doing their first show garden. And often they're some of the best gardens that we've got at the show. And this year they're going to be focusing on well-being, so the importance of a garden in feeling sort of in relaxing, in kind of getting that escape feeling. So those three gardens are going to be some of our top gardens at the show. And to extend that slightly, we're going to be doing some young landscaper and young planting design awards to kind of push the kind of young talent out there at the moment, because there's a lot going on. And we really want to highlight how many young people are coming up into the industry of gardening, designing and landscape sort of contracting as well.
You made quite a bold statement there, if you don't mind me saying, Isabel, where you suggested or said, we have it on the record, obviously now we can play it,
no, we won't.
But you know, that the young designers, that some of, you say young, we'll get to a little bit more in detail on that in a second, but that they produce possibly some of the best, or did you say the best gardens in the show?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly some of like our visitors' most popular gardens in previous years. Yeah, I mean, they have always done very well in the RHS medal stakes as well. Not that that's necessarily important to visitors, because each have, you know, their favourites when they come along to the show. But I have to say, yeah, in the last few years, they've often been the sort of three standout gardens amongst all the other gardens we've got at the show. I think maybe because the sort of their enthusiasm comes across as well. You know, they're all there. The awards get handed out a day later, so everyone can sort of build on the excitement of who's going to do well and who might be crowned Young Designer of the Year. So I think there's a lot of sort of excitement about it. So I think it makes them really stand out as part of one of our main features of the show. So, yeah, it's really great.
Give me just a little bit more in detail on that, if you could, Isabel. But what age are we talking here? And maybe could you give me a little insight into what people might get to see in the Young Designer Department this coming 2016?
Yeah, of course. So the Young Designer competition is open to those aged 28 years and under. So we get applications from young people around the country, and three finalists get chosen to build their first garden at the show. And as part of their sort of journey towards the show, they get mentorship from an established garden designer, Paul Harvey Brooks.
Oh, we know Paul. Yep.
Yeah, so he's won lots of medals, and he's a great chap. And he kind of, we have several sort of mentorship sessions where we sort of take them to a nursery. We have a design day. They go and visit other shows just to sort of kind of help them along the journey of sort of developing their design and sort of making it a success, really. And not necessarily just for the show, but for their, you know, future careers. So the three finalists will build their first garden at the show at Tatton, And yeah, they'll be there for the whole process and there to find out what medal they get, but also one of them will get crowned Young Designer of the Year. So yeah, so it's quite a big deal, and like other young designers have gone on to do great things. So Sam Ovens, who won in 2015, he's designing his first Chelsea show garden for Cloudy Bay this year, so that's really exciting. I mean, that opportunity probably wouldn't have come around if he hadn't have taken part in the competition previously. So yeah, it's a really great competition, and we get to know the designers really well over the year because we spend so much time with them in the mentorship sessions. So yeah, it's a really, really nice competition.
For those who are not aware, Isabel, and I have very fond memories of being away quite abroad. In fact, I was in the Dominican Republic on an extremely long break. And at the same token, every day, spending about 2 hours back. Anyhow, we won't get too much into detail about coconut trees and all of that kind of malarkey. But taking 2 hours out every day to respond to emails for a show garden application in January. A lot of people were kind of saying to me, you know, you could have left that by the way. You could have done something else. You could have, whatever the case might be, you could have enjoyed your honeymoon. And I kind of said, well, you know, I did, but it kind of had to be done. In short, to put in context, from a tat Park point of view, it's not just a case of that I walk up to you in let's say the first week in April and say, hey Isabel, I want to build a garden, and you go, well, you know, are you under 28? Yes, sure, look, just take that space there. That's not how it happens. The journey for the garden designer probably starts, how does it start with you, June, July?
Yeah, I mean, we invite a lot of wannabe designers or people who are interested in doing a garden to this year's show in July, just so that they can start thinking about how they would apply for next year. I mean, applications will go out in September time, and the deadlines will be November, December for the next year's show. So it's certainly, it takes a, I mean, people are surprised that the show takes so long to prepare, but when it comes to plants and design, I think you need to allow a good amount of time in order for everything to be put in place and to allow for the designers to allow themselves enough time to get the plants they need and to really sort of refine what they're doing. So yeah, for Tatton, we'd be looking at getting interest and applications for sort of Christmas time. And then, I mean, speaking to a few people early in the year, but really the show needs to be sort of set from sort of now onwards, really, just so we can start promoting it and talking about all the people that are going to be there, really.
So you should have, by my experience of submitting design applications for show gardening, you should know in your head, if you can, and I assume you can do this, that ability to just close your eyes and see how a garden is going to be spaced out and laid out. Plus, you would be given some sort of design and visual and a brief as well from the garden designer. To put 30 of them, or how many gardens, show gardens do you have?
It'll be about 25 this year.
So 25 gardens. Can you close your eyes and see them all laid out piece by piece? You know, which is going to work well next to the other? Which way the people are going to walk through? Is that what you've got an ability to do as your daily job, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time working on the layout of the show. So yeah, we're at the moment, all our gardens are on there. So we're just sort of making sure the flow of, you know, how our visitors see them, how they come across them when they're walking around the show is very clear, because the gardens are one of our big points. So we don't want any visitor to miss any of the gardens. So at the moment, we're really trying to sort of cluster them together in a way that they complement each other, not necessarily, you know, work against each other. So the visitors can come across and do a whole thing and go, I saw all the gardens at Tatton, tick. That's what we want to achieve, really. So, yeah.
Here's the other thing. You're obviously, you sound to me like a young lady, Isabel. I can't ask you your age, or I'm told that I shouldn't ask a lady her age, so I'm not going to. I shouldn't, so I'm not going to. But I'll assume for the best part that you're about 30 years of age, if that's okay, just for the minute.
Oh my God.
Is that too old?
I'm 30 in September, so right. You know.
Right. Well, I'll promise you,
I
won't.
I'll take it today, but that's fine.
I promise you, I won't edit that out. So, Isabel, who's 20, we have your mom on line 3, Isabel. I'm joking.
Yes,
okay.
You can prove the age. Yes.
But But on a serious note, I gather that at, you know, being that young, and again, to clarify for those of you who are not aware, and we said it at the start of the show, we spoke to Dave, who's 38 years of age, and we spoke to Tom, who's 31 years of age. I'm gathering that this is one of those jobs that you need to be able to thrive on about 4 hours sleep when the time comes, that it's extremely high pressure stakes when the time comes, and when it goes right, you get to turn around and go, I think I'll go sleep now for maybe another 2 hours and just slightly catch up. And that's your kind of a pat on the back. Is it one of those? Have I got that kind of combo right? Is it one of those high energy crest of a wave kind of a jobs? And then it kind of, you maybe get a little bit of a breather, but you're also at the same token thinking about 2017 as well, whilst you're building 2016?
It's strangely addictive. I think that's probably the only way that we get through it, is that, it is a highly stressful job. I mean, we've got all year to plan it, but somehow time escapes you. You're always on a deadline because the show is rapidly approaching you at fast speed. But it's kind of addictive. When the moments when you're like, I can't do this anymore, suddenly something goes really well and you're like, oh, wow. And I mean, when the show opens, and when even the bit when you're on site, so I'll move up to Tatton for a month to build the show with all our team. And when you finally get there, you're in the middle of the deer park, we've chased all the deer away, we've put up the fence. That's when you're like, all of this work is now happening and it's real. You can actually see it in front of you. So the plan that you've looked at for the whole year is suddenly like in front of you. Someone's marking it out and you're like, oh, wow, that's a lot bigger than I thought, or no, actually, that's a lot smaller than I thought. But I think it's like kind of the highs and lows that kind of get you through. And then when the show opens, you're absolutely shattered, but then you can actually see people enjoying it or looking at things strangely or walking the wrong way down the trackway. You thought they were going to go left, but actually they went right. And then that makes you start thinking about next year, like, oh, next year I'll make them turn that way, and next year I'll put, you know, a weird garden there, which will make them sort of like freak out. And yeah, it's weird. Like I didn't think I'd be doing it this long, but it's kind of, it makes time go fast, and it's addictive, and it's great, and it's stressful all in one.
You said this long, Isabel. How long are you doing this job?
So this will be my third Tatton. And before that I worked at an agricultural showground, and I did farming shows, caravan shows, and also the RHS Malvern show, which is how I got to know the RHS. And I did 3 show seasons there. So it's kind of like, maybe six rounds of shows. I think I just sort of thought I'd try it out. And it's kind of addictive, and I like it, and it's weird and wonderful. So I think, every show is different.
Did you study horticulture, Isabel?
No, I actually studied education. I wanted to be a primary school teacher when I started my studies. And then by the end, I decided I couldn't be in a classroom full of children all day. And I'd run a few events at uni for sort of a charity I work for. So I kind of went down the event route, and then I'm stuck on that train now, so it's cool.
So when you're out with the, because I know you were at a going away party there today, and I think we know you were at a going away party because we were told you that's where you were. But when you're like, let's say, out with your friends and you're doing that thing, and people say, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work in a library. Oh, that's fair enough. Okay, mm-hmm. What do you do? I've got a badge here. It says I'm show manager on my lapel. Do they turn around and go, oh my God, Ed, can you get us tickets? Can you get us in? Do they do that thing?
Well, I mean, luckily for me, I live in London and my show is in Cheshire. So a lot of my friends actually don't necessarily want to travel all the way to Cheshire, but they should.
They should indeed.
But I think I do get they're quite surprised at my job. So, yeah, I get a lot of questions about it, which is quite nice.
Okay, and again, for those of you listening, we will give it Isabel's personal mobile number at the end of the show. You can text her for tickets. It's 0055. I'm only joking.
I don't have a mobile. It's all lies. It's all lies.
Isabel, Brian the non-gardener here, a question for you. And it says on your website, during the show week, visitors consume on average 14,397 cups of tea, 36,483 cups of coffee, 305 bottles of champagne, and a massive 13,866 PIMS glasses.
That's
just you. But for the non-gardener, and you mentioned the sheds, glitzing up sheds is a real pastime now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's all over the television, isn't it, at the moment? And yeah, I think that we only had 5 last year, so we're going to go to 10 this year. And what's great about them is they're just really fun. And like, gardening doesn't have to be serious. It doesn't have to be about, you know, true horticulture, about, you know, whether your plant's growing wrong or it's in the wrong soil. I mean, we want people just to get out in their garden and enjoy the space that they've got. So things like the garden sheds that we've got, that's a kind of perfect example of, like, you don't have to necessarily know about plants, but you can, you know, use your shed effectively to kind of bring you out, your sort of indoor space outdoors, and enjoy, you know, the garden around you. But yeah, no, we've got lots of other stuff that goes on at the show. So we always have lots of champagne and PIMS bars.
Yum.
As the stats show. But we've also got like a bandstand. We have a cookery theatre and talk theatres, and lots of just sort of, it's nice for just a lovely day out, really. And obviously there's lots of lovely things to look at, even if you don't necessarily know what the plants are called or what type of cement's been used. It doesn't matter. It's all kind of like a visual, enjoyable atmosphere. And what's nice about Tatton is that, and I noticed it from when I started working on it, it's just got a really lovely, friendly atmosphere. You know, everyone is out to have a lovely day, and all the exhibitors are, you know, very friendly and forthcoming. So if you've got any questions about anything, whether it's a trowel or soil or plants or what band's on, you know, they're happy to help.
Isabel, let's assume I have never been in any way to Tatton before at all. Tickets I gather are on sale now. How much do they cost? Do the children go free on this one?
Yes, the children go free. I think tickets, oh gosh, I should probably know this, but they're around the £30 mark, but you can save a lot in advance. So if you go on the website and book before, then there's a good saving. And you can still buy them on the day, but it's worth buying in advance. You save a few pounds, and you can spend them on your glass of PIMS or your hot dog, or, you know.
Well, one second here, because we have it slap bang in front of us. So Wednesday, the 20th of July, running through till what date, Brian? And tickets range from, let me see, €27 in advance, 32 on the day. So there's a fiver saving. Thursday, 21st July, just to give you an idea, £21.50 advance, and it's 32 on the day. That's for members, my apologies, 26. So you've about a £6 saving, which it basically is a glass of PIMS or two, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. If you're listening in podcast in the future and you have this, press the central button in the middle of your mobile phone at @SodShow on Twitter. Just say, lads, can you send me the link for Tatton? We'll send it on to you, or we'll put you in touch with the RHS. They're also on Twitter at @the_RHS. And they'll send you the link as well. Tell them the Sod Show sent you, should you feel that way. But make no bones about it. Go do it now. What's the best way to do it, Isabel? Is it a case of, some people say for some garden shows that we've spoke to, I think it was last year, the year before, maybe, that you know, you should go and look at about 4 hours, you'll be kind of fine. I know some of them that I've spoke at in the past, a good 4 hours would nearly see you done. Is it a case of that Tatton is kind of a full day long thing? Do you recommend get there at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Well, the show opens at 10, so you can get there at 9.
But all right.
The gates won't be open.
Now bring your own PIMS.
Yeah, exactly, for the car park. But yeah, it's open 10 till 6:30. I think 4 hours is a lovely time. I mean, it depends how much you want to enjoy it. If it's a lovely day, then why the hell not come, bring a picnic and get there for a morning, do a bit of perusing, sit and enjoy some bands. You know, it's really up to you, but I think at least 4 hours, if not a whole day, really.
So 4 hours is the minimum?
Yes, we don't allow people out unless they've done... No, I'm joking. they can leave at any time. But yeah, I'd say a good 4 hours is needed, really, just to make sure you see everything properly.
I was going to say, Hotel California, you can check out, but you can never leave.
yeah, exactly. That's our strapline. How do you know?
This is unreal. I'm nearly forgetting what I was going to say. Isabel, for those, again, let's bring this down, because we know those and we've spoken to them and we've had them on the show and they've been guests of ours who go to Tatton, and it's like Friday nights and sitting down and having ice cream. It's just one of those things that they are almost religiously going to do. But if the newbie, the non-goer, has never been there before, they're listening to this and they're going, right, Donegan's got me convinced, Isabel has really done it for me, that's it, honey, you'll never guess what I've done this week, I listened to the sideshow, we're booked, we're going. Top five things that they should go see.
Okay, so first of all, they need to see every single garden that we've got. So there's 25, you've got quite a lot to do, but they're all going to be different. So there'll be small ones, there'll be large ones, there'll be weird ones, there'll be like dreamy ones. So gardens are always a top-notch thing to see. They're visual. You're not going to be, you know, an expert to understand them. You'll like ones, you'll hate ones. You've got to see them. So then you move on to the floral marquee, which is our biggest marquee on site and has over 80 different plant displays on there. So, you know, from ferns to florals, it's just absolutely covered. And it's quite intense when you walk in there, because it's just literally full and the smell hits you. And at first you almost want to dip in and dip out. And the great thing about it is that you don't have to do it all at once. You can go in and out and see it all and maybe buy some plants and speak to some people about maybe why your particular plant is dying a death in your garden, or which should be your first plant ever to buy. And then I think you probably should head over to the vineyard, because you'll need a nice sort of glass of wine to relax, and also work out whether you can set up a mini vine in your garden and then start growing grapes and stuff. And then probably the garden hideaways, which were the sheds we were talking about earlier. They're going to be pretty fun to see. And yeah, and then just, you know, there's lots of other things to see, but those are our top few things that we think are going to be quite popular this year, and certainly will, yeah, put a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Isabel Coulter, what can I say? It has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the phone. The dates of Tatton Park are the 20th to the 24th of July 2016. We will hopefully get to see you there. And fingers crossed, maybe after the show you'll come back on to us again, will you, Isabel?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I might be a bit frazzled, but, you know, let's do it.
That's okay. We'll allow that. And fingers crossed, God bless, we might also see you over there. In the meantime, Isabel Coulter, Deputy Manager of RHS, Royal Horticultural Society's Tatton Park Flower Show, thank you so much for coming on the sideshow. It has been a real wonderful pleasure, my dear.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
It's 20th to 24th of July 2016, the RHS Flower Show, Tatton Park. This is the Sod Show, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It's been great, Peter, and we'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m.
Have a great weekend, son. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.